USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden signed 9 bipartisan bills into law Tuesday, all connected to military veterans. One dramatically broadens federal care for those who served near toxic burning pits. The White House said all the bills will improve veterans' access to care.
Our veterans and our military families represent literally the best of America. We can never fully repay the debt to all of you. Every veteran and family member of a veteran who serves has made our lives, our liberty, and our very nation possible. We owe you, and we thank you.
Officials in Ukraine say Russian forces are holding around 600 people in, quote, torture chambers in occupied Kherson. In addition, officials said they're being held in inhumane conditions while journalists and militants are undergoing torture at the hands of the Russians. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen testified on Capitol Hill on Tuesday. Reporter Lance Pry has the details.
When America was energy independent, inflation was down and gas prices were low. Now that the Biden administration has reversed course by removing pipeline delivery systems and put strangulating bureaucracy into the exploration and extraction of energy, the Biden administration's Janet Yellen on the Hill today continues to say what ails America is outside influences.
You know, we may be energy independent and we're actually exporting oil, but we're part of global oil markets, which are subject to geopolitical influences.
Longtime oil producer John Catsimatidis says oil prices per barrel would drop in half within days of opening America's spigots.
In related news, most Americans said they believe the U.S. is headed for another Great Depression, according to the latest Rasmussen survey. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
U.S. Southern Border Patrol agents say they keep seeing large amounts of drugs trying to be smuggled into the country.
Border control seizures of illicit fentanyl are on the rise. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Chris Olivares says the increase of fentanyl crossings at the southern border is not being addressed on a federal level.
The federal government is not doing its part trying to go after these criminal organizations to try to put more pressure on the Mexican government, also China, for exporting these chemicals into Mexico, where the cartels make these counterfeit pills.
Earlier this year, the High Trafficking Drug Trafficking Areas Program received $275 million in funding from the Biden administration. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Every cancer patient in a recent drug trial saw their cancer eliminated. The study of 18 rectal cancer patients showed a 100% success rate, according to a paper published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City conducted the trial. The doctor in charge said he believes it's the first time in cancer history that a drug resulted in complete remission for all patients in a study. Kohl's announced it's entered exclusive talks with retail store operator Franchise Group. It's offered to purchase the department store chain for $60 per share, a proposal that values Kohl's at about $8 billion. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.